Billy's pounding down like a machine. Pascal's making divots in the green. Marsh is taking wickets. Hooks, he's clearing pickets. And the chapel's eyes have got that killer gleam.
Come on, Aussie, come on, come on. Come on, Aussie, come on.
No real reason I included that. I just happen to like that song sometimes. Yes, this is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with a below topsecret.com member podcast reply to Magic's reply to my podcast on Australia losing the Ashes. And well, mate, what can I say? Mayhem, confusion, sackcloth, ashes, people are flagellating themselves in the streets wondering and asking how could this have happened? Well, not really. Mostly people are wandering around with hangovers, going, oh my god, we lost. We lost. The English are forming conga lines here, you know, sort of going down the street, chanting, we have won the Ashes, we have won the Ashes. And then they tend to shut up when someone chucks something at them. But, you know, hey, we're allowing them, you know, tiny little bits and moments of glory, because it took them 18 years and they finally managed to do it. Front page news here in Melbourne. Apparently there was some kind of extortion bid from someone who wanted $15,000 from one of the players to stop them putting letters on eBay or selling them or something. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? What is it? The Ashes, Agony, Drama and History. Made page 5 of the paper here this morning. Everyone's asking why. Councillors are lining up in droves, opening their doors to the needy, the wanting, and then planning what they're going to do with all that extra money to probably buy their next holiday house with it. And like I said, the English played a good game, and this does go back a long, long way. And usually the English are quite sporting about things, old chaps. Apart from the terror we inspired in them in the 1930s and 40s, that made them actually come up with some new spin bowling tactics that were subsequently banned because they were so terrified of our great cricketer, Don Bradman. And if you want to know more about that, go to Google and look up the Bodyline series. Quite nasty. This is how low we taunted the English and made them sink. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to clear up a couple of things in your podcast. In Australia, yeah, I've never quite worked out why the English called soccer football. Here it's called soccer. Football here, or more appropriately known as footy, is Australian rules football. And if anyone's got the thought of starting to call it aerial ping pong, put down the thought and back away now. Just back away now, okay? Talking about my code of football. The northern states tend to have... Well, we do have some rugby here, but northern states are rugby mad, and that's split into rugby union and rugby league. And there's a big match played up between New South Wales and Queensland. Eternal grudge match every year called the State of Origin. And, yeah, basically what you said about Australia, you know, sort of we're all running around with mohawks and you know, shotguns and blue heeler dogs yapping at our heels, you know. I've got to say that's usually true of some bars. There are more than quite a few bars that I vaguely remember sneaking into in my younger years before it was legal for me to drink that are pretty much like that. So, yeah, you're pretty accurate on that. We only got electricity last year, so hey, you know, that's cool. We had to give up the little hamsters, you know, sort of wheeling beside the computers that generated the electricity before that. So, finally onto the real stuff. It's really cool. I'm liking this electricity thing. But I guess the question I really wanted to leave you with tonight after, you know, we're all recovering slowly, but we'll get there, okay? We're confident that we'll get there. And maybe we will get there after all the cries of Ricky Ponting, you must resign, the Australian cricket captain who lost us the Ashes, die down rather quietly. And that was, you mentioned that you might actually want to follow the Ashes, you know, in the future, and I'll give you a little tip, which I personally adhere to. Don't listen to it all the way through. Just kind of figure out who's scoring, who isn't. Maybe watch the highlights. And the deep, thought-provoking question that came to me out of your statement was, if you are going to follow the Ashes, who are you going to barrack for? This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, leaving you with that thought for tonight.